AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President-elect Joe Biden is criticizing President Trump's coronavirus vaccine rollout. The AP Sagar Magani reports he's also warning of more pain to come.
The Trump administration's plan to distribute vaccines is falling behind, far behind.
Biden says the administration estimated some 20 million Americans would have gotten shots by month's end, but as of now, says only a few million have. At that rate,
it's going to take years, not months, to vaccinate the American people.
Biden says he's still a few weeks from being able to get the effort on track. In the meantime, he says things will get worse before they get better, but promises his administration will mount a much more aggressive effort toward what he hopes is a return to normalcy in the next year.
I'm going to move heaven and earth to get us going in the right direction.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocked an attempt to immediately act on the bill that passed in the House, increasing coronavirus economic relief checks to $2,000. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there are tough choices ahead.
Will Senate Republicans stand against the House of Representatives, the Democratic majority in the Senate, and the president of their own party to prevent these $2,000 checks from going out the door?
California extended its strict stay-at-home orders in areas still dealing with high numbers of coronavirus cases and deaths. American Airlines flew a Boeing 737 MAX with paying passengers from Miami to New York, the plane's first commercial flight in U.S. skies since it was grounded after two deadly crashes. The AP's David Koenig reports this is a very big deal for Boeing.
While the plane's been grounded, they have not been able to deliver planes, so now they can do that.
The Massachusetts Senate voted to override the Republican governor's veto of legislation that expands access to abortion in the state, making the measure law. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 64 points. This is AP News. Home prices rose at the highest rate in 6 years.
With strong demand for homes with more space, pandemic-fueled buying pushed home prices across the U.S. to their largest jump in more than 6 years in October. According to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index, strong demand combined with limited supply sent home prices up 7.9% in October compared with 12 months ago. All of the 19 cities that reported registered larger year-over-year price increases in October than September. Detroit was not able to fully report home sales due to delays related to the coronavirus lockdown. Phoenix had the biggest price jump for the 17th straight month, with prices up 12.7% from a year ago. I'm Mike Gracia.
A federal judge in Iowa, Robert Pratt, who has warned against political corruption, is ridiculing President Trump's pardons, including those issued to convicted Republican campaign operatives and former members of Congress. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.